Camden Town,
Holborn,
Regent's Park,
West Hampstead,
Gospel Oak, Swiss Cottage,
Kentish Town,
Bloomsbury, Highgate,
St Pancras,
Covent Garden, King's Cross,
Timmers Town,
Fortune Green,
Camden Community Radio.
Hot Cakes and Ginger Beer, written and read by Ebony Olivia White. It was Christmas Eve. Mom was busy in the big room preparing the food. We all sat around the large extended table performing given tasks. Even Jackson had a task. He had to pick the beans and show Mum every stone he found in them. Mum was rolling out the sweet pastry while Dad sat by the fire polishing his boots and looking contented. "Well, family, another year has come and gone," he proclaimed. Mum looked up and gave him a sweet smile and replied, "And a good year too." She stood up. "I better check the cakes. I don't want them to burn." Taking the beans from Jackson and the freshly rolled sweet pastry, she left for the kitchen, where after checking the cakes, she would add the delicious coconut filling to the sweet pastry to complete her play tart. "Yes, it was this same day," Dad continued. We were his audience. "Christmas Eve, that my boat train landed in London." Dad paused as he reflected. "I'm going upstairs to practice," my older sister said, and walked quickly to the door. Apart from Dad, she was the only one interested in playing the piano. We had heard Dad's stories so many times that she used practicing as an excuse to get away. Mum returned, carrying a tray of hot cakes, which she placed on the side dresser to cool. Dad looked at her with pride. "I was just telling the children that I landed at the train station with nothing but my small grip." Mum nodded her agreement. "So many of us, and it was cold." He shook his head. "Then a man came up to me asking if anyone was there to collect me." "God sent that man to your father," said Mum. She was enjoying his story. "I said no," continued Dad. "The person I came for has left or didn't come," he said. "If you want, I can give you a ride to where you are going." "I don't know where I'm going. I have just arrived. All my family are back on the island." The man looked me up and down. Then he said, "Come with me." "Your father stayed with that man for a week until he found his own place," Mum said. "Your father is a very brave man." Dad smiled. "This man said to me," Dad continues, "Mr. Charles, you need work. I will take you to my workplace to see if they can employ you." The next day, I followed him to his workplace, and I was employed immediately. "Mom! Mom! The carol singers are here!" my sister shouted down from upstairs. "Open the front door so we can hear them," answered Mom. "We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year." The front door was open, bringing a gust of cold air down the stairs along with the voices. "How many of them?" shouted Mom. Lots! Shouted back my sister. Okay, tell them we're coming up with refreshments. Mum started to prepare a tray of hot cakes. Bring some tumblers, she ordered us, and the tea cloths. She cut the hot cakes into many slices and placed them on the tray. Bring another tray for the drinks. Dad laughed. Your mother likes this. It reminds her of when the masquerades would come to our door on the island. There would be cakes and rum. Our house was always the last one they visited. We can't give these people rum, says Mum. Homemade ginger beer is best. This is England now. Mum and my other sisters carefully mounted the stairs and we all followed. Now bring us some figgy pudding, now bring us some figgy pudding, we want some out here, sung the singers. Mum held out the tray of cakes to the singers whilst my sister poured ginger beer into the tumblers. Downstairs, Dad helped himself to play tart and cakes and a small glass of rum, which he drank after pouring liberation and saying, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.